This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Last night, the Roseburg High School Foundation named the Future First Citizen for 2025. Annan Kohlberg was the honoree, and she's in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's Annan, right?
Annan, correct.
Okay. So what were your thoughts? Well, actually, let's go back a bit. What were your thoughts when you got nominated?
Oh my gosh, it was just such an honor. First of all, my competitors are very well thought of people. They are all very involved, and it was just an honor to be a part of, among one of those people chosen.
Now, last night, I don't know how long the event was at the high school, but as it went along, when you got announced, what was your first reaction?
Oh my goodness, I was very shocked. I honestly cried. I was just so grateful to have this opportunity and be able to be named the Future First Citizen. It's a very big deal, and I'm honored to be a part of this committee and people.
Now, how long have you lived in Roseburg?
I've lived in Roseburg since I was five, so about 13 years.
And which elementary school did you go to?
I went to Hewcrest Elementary.
And then what middle school?
Fremont.
Okay. Now, and you've been at the high school, obviously getting ready to wrap up. Sounds like you've been pretty busy.
Been pretty busy, correct.
Talk about some of the things you do on top of just going to school.
Well, with school, I'm involved in several clubs. I'm in leadership. I'm ASB co-president. I'm a part of Key Club, Astra, several other clubs. And outside of school, I also work at My Coffee. And in addition to that, I play the cello, and I'm also a hula dancer.
You play the cello, you're a hula dancer, you're a barista, and you have a 4.0?
Yes.
My gosh. That's pretty amazing. Now, as you have gotten older, what have you been thinking about career-wise? Because it looks like you've already kind of got a plan.
Yeah, I've been really interested in the medical field practically my whole life. Recently, I decided on nurse practitioner, and I want to go to University of Utah next year to pursue my degree.
And how'd you pick University of Utah?
First of all, I have one of my teachers, Mr. Merrill. He is a big Utah fan, and he kind of told me about it, and I was really interested in it, and I discovered that they had a really good medical program. So it was pretty simple from there.
Now, to go from Roseburg to, that's in Salt Lake City, right?
Correct.
A little bit of a change.
A little bit.
Small town to big, major city. Now, have you gone back there to check it out yet?
I have. I went last spring break, and we toured the school, and I went with my mom, and we hung out for a couple of days and saw the city, what everything was like, and it was definitely a big change, but I'm ready for something different.
So, why the medical field?
I really just have a passion for helping people. I think that's what everyone says, but I've got firsthand experience. I've started the CNA program here through UCC, and so I've got experience working with patients already, and I just know that that's what I love doing, and that's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Now, I know with the partnership with the high school and with Umpqua Community College, you're probably already accumulating some college credit.
Oh, yeah, lots. Very much, actually. It's probably well over 20 by now, but it'll be nice to have a lot of my college out of the way before I even attend college. It's interesting.
Wow. That's just amazing. Doing the co-president of the student body, what's that like?
It's very interesting. With my co-president, Sylvia Ekman, we are pretty busy. We do a lot of things. We go to the school board reports and report on what's going on at the school. We're kind of like the face of leadership at Roseburg High School, so we attend practically all the events that we sponsor and, you know, part of the assemblies and dances and everything like that. It's a lot of work, and it's not just myself or her. It's the whole leadership class of about 35 kids, and it's a big responsibility to be a part of that and lead those students.
Now, it seems like that and a job and the cello and hula dancing makes for some really long days.
Yeah, but it's all rewarding. I enjoy what I do and how busy I am.
Now, the cello, I'm curious about that one. How did you get into playing the cello?
Well, my mom enrolled me when I was about 7. My older sister and I, my sister played the violin and I played the cello, and I've been there ever since at the same orchestra. Now I'm section leader and I teach some of the sectional classes occasionally. But
now, what do you like about the cello?
It's a really interesting instrument. It's difficult to play. Not everyone, I'd say it's one of the harder instruments to learn. You have a lot of hand-eye coordination, and I just love the sound of it, honestly. It's a really pretty instrument to hear.
So does that mean you listen to a lot of classical music outside of that?
Occasionally. I like playing it rather than listening to it.
And do you ever hear it in some of the modern pop music too?
Yeah, we actually, in our orchestra, we play a lot of pop music converted into classical. So it's interesting to hear the differences.
So as you go through this process last night, as you mentioned all these other folks that were also nominated, what can you say about them?
Oh my gosh, they are wonderful people. Owen Miller and Sylvia Ekman are two of my closest friends. We've gone back all the way since Hewcrest Elementary School, kindergarten together, so it's an honor to be among those students. And same thing with Nalisha and Grace. They are very, very involved students, and I'm just grateful that I got the chance to win this.
Yeah, I was looking here earlier. I mean, each of the nominees has got about 4 to 5 lines in terms of what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not just going to school, but it's, you know, maybe it's sports, maybe it's other activities, Link Club, whatever. Everybody seems to be so involved. Do you think that's one of the keys to being successful, is to really be out there and not just go to school and leave?
Yeah, I do. I think it's important to put yourself out there and make meaningful experiences. All the things that I do are, they've made me who I am today, make you more outgoing, give you experience in the real world. A lot of these are volunteer activities and clubs that you go out and talk to people in Roseburg, and it's just a good experience, and I think everyone should be a part of at least one club in high school.
Now, the idea behind this probably originally, I don't know how far back it went, a few decades when the honor came along, was it really up the road any of the people nominated might one day be the future adult citizen of Roseburg? Now, you may not end up here, you may end up in another state or whatever, but what's it feel like to kind of be on that level?
I never thought I would get there, honestly. I think it's such an honor that I wouldn't even expect myself to be there with all these capable people as well. It's just such an honor to be here, and I'd be happy to come back to Roseburg and be a part of that as an adult.
Now, what was the process like? I know you guys got some interviews and things like that.
Yeah, it was an application through our Career Center at Roseburg High School, and filled that out. There's a couple of essays to do, and you put on all your activities. After that, it was an interview with a panel of judges, and it was definitely a little intimidating at first, but it was good. And then after that, there was the video interview, which they published at the event last night.
What was that like to watch?
I'll be honest, I don't like seeing myself on video too much, so I was a little a little embarrassed, but it was good.
All right, Anna Kohlberg, what is ahead? How soon do you go to Utah? Is that all a done deal?
Yeah, I leave August 12th is when I'm leaving, so getting up there, getting close.
So you'll have a couple months after you graduate. What do you plan for the summer?
I plan on working and making some money before I leave.
Well, there's some wise words. Probably one of the reasons you've gotten the honor of Future First Citizen of Roseburg, Anna Kohlberg. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.